Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the matriarch herself, Elizabeth, on Pulling Heartstrings. The date today is 22/02/2022. Yes. The date today is 22/02/2022. It is the only date that even if it reads backwards, it is exactly the same. If we have to read it backwards, it's 22/02/2022, right? It's exactly the same. It's 22/02/2022. It is a Tuesday evening. This is Pulling Heartstrings on Eagle FM, the creme de la creme, the drip, the juice on hoka, no shimbobo. I am the icing on the cake. I am the cherry on top. Matter of fact, I am the old cake. I am the table. I'm the tiles where the table is standing. You understand? Okay. So today I am in a rather, what do you call it? One of those, like, I'm in a rather mood, you know? I'm out here and I'm thinking, you know what I want to discuss today? You know what I want to address today? I want to address something that is very sensitive and very, very, very touchy, and it's probably going to hurt a few feelings, and it's probably definitely going to pull a few heartstrings. But the idea behind the show is literally to pull the heartstrings. I need you guys to be thinking about me. I need to be a thought. I need to be part of the system. I need you guys to be thinking, in this situation, what would Elizabeth do? You understand? Like, I just want to be a part of your life, you know? I want to be an important member of your society. You understand? So, once upon a time, there was Me Esther. Me Esther got married to Tate Saki. Mm-hmm. Now, Me Esther and Tate Saki, when they got married, Tate Saki had already had two children, and Me Esther had one child from a previous relationship, you understand? So they got into a relationship, and then they also went on to get married, right? They got married maybe 2 years or 3 years after they initially started dating. So when they got married now, it was the time for family planning, right? Okay. So together we've got three children. So maybe I would like for us to at least add two more children so that our family can be complete, because initially they all wanted five children. And since we already have three children, let's add on, right? It shouldn't be that difficult. Now, Me Esther is somebody that likes to plan, to organize, to be in correlation with herself. She plans. She does not fail to plan. You understand? So she always plans, because she believes that if she fails to plan, she plans to fail. You understand? So she likes to plan. So eventually, after the wedding, you know, after the wedding, 2 months after the wedding, she had gone back to the doctor. Now, Me Esther had had an implant in her arm. You understand? She had an implant to, it's a contraceptive. An implant is a contraceptive, you understand, to prevent childbirth or not childbirth, but to prevent conception of a child. Basically, she didn't want to get pregnant before she got married, so she had an implant put in. So she had an implant for 2 years, and the Tate over there, he didn't have any contraceptives, because there are no contraceptives for men, right? Mm-hmm. So now, the implant came out, and then she had to detox, and, you know, the whole process of detoxing and getting off of the contraceptive so that she can conceive the baby and, you know, start their lives and their journeys, right? Now, Tate Nsimane kwa Tate Saki emwene, he is a very hard-working man. He does hard labor. So with this hard labor that he does, Tate Saki sits at least for 10 hours on a daily. And if he's standing, the longest he's standing is basically maybe 30 minutes. And then after that, it's sitting again. Tate Saki is a truck driver, but he's not only an inside truck driver. He is also SADC. He also drives long distances and so forth. So Tatesaki had been suffering from backaches, right? So his back had been basically messed up, but it was one of those things where he comes home now and then he gets a massage from his wife and all of that. So now, me Esther and Tatesaki, they have been trying and trying for a baby. 1 year passes and they are trying for a baby. The baby is not coming. The year is just beating. You understand, the year is just ending and there's no baby. And then, like, oh, it's a year. Everybody is, chilled and quiet. You know, maybe this year is the year, you know, maybe this year they'll conceive a baby. But they're generally happy and they're in a very loving relationship. They're chilled, you know. And then year two also just hits. There's no baby. But they are helpful. They are hopeful. Kucha, I know we'll just keep on trying. And my Esther is not necessarily the type of person that is very, very educated, especially with fertility things and all of that. So she's just an ordinary citizen that just believes in the traditional method of conceiving a child. I mean, if I have evidence that my ovaries work, walking around, you know, by my child, then obviously it's not even that. And also, my Esther is not old. My Esther is 33, right? Mm-hmm. Tatesaki is a senior. Tatesaki is 43, 45, there. Anyways, so eventually, Two years and a half go in and eventually Tatesaki starts complaining like, yeah, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you not giving me a baby? What's wrong with your ovaries? Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Yes. Uh-huh. What program is this one?
This is Pulling Heartstrings.
Come again?
Pulling Heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. I saw.
With Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
So you are in the studio?
I am.
Okay. So tell me. Okay. Yes. So I'm not very much aware of this program. Please.
Uh-huh. What did you want to know? What did you want to do on radio?
I thought was calling which one? This one. This is 1 year FM. Slow me. Yeah. Are you aware of it?
No.
Oh, no. The one in Caprivi. The one in Zambezi.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. I thought I was calling on that number.
All right. But just, you know what you should do? You should actually just tune in and actually listen, because I think it's social impact. You know, this, the conversation that I'm having today is a conversation that's mostly known by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We're talking about fertility.
Fertility?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So you can just listen and then you can call back after 6 or 7 minutes, and then we can have a discussion, yeah?
Okay, Sister Elizabeth, I'll do so.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So, at the end of the day, Tatesaki turns around and says, yo, man. Mm-hmm. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Anna.
I'm present.
You're present. I did Kushage Sherry. Anna, present.
Today I'm the first man in the class captain.
You know what? You are class captain. Ongwe toka to ningorokola.
The girl is there.
Yeah.
So, did I come early or late?
No. You definitely came early, but the conversation, the assignment has not been given yet. But have you been listening?
Yeah, I know. I just came on the phone right now.
Oh, okay. So, So the conversation is basically fertility amongst our black community. But let me finish the story and then you start now participating, class captain.
Okay.
All right. All right. So the issue has been that Esther and Tate Saki have been married for 2 years and a half, and they've been trying to conceive a baby, and there have been issues, yes, that Esther had had an implant in, and then Tate Saki is also a long-distance truck driver, whereby his back is a little messed up, you understand. But one day, Tate Saki turns around and he says, Esther, Esther, mare puko jiri peni man, omora shikito vuruku varokana. And me Esther turns around and says, "Kucha, omorashike, oshivarero shina kuka, kucha onga endi na kuka landi no problem, amo shivarero, ngere na ngwe, o unombuda e hama, no shotu, no shotu, no shotu." Tate Saki doesn't want to even think or comprehend, kucha, the issue might be with him. And then Tate Saki calls his mother and says, "Kucha, ya, esto puede impano esti, esti tavaraka. You understand? All right. Then Maester starts going to the doctor, goes to the gynecologist. The gynecologist is telling her that she's absolutely fine and she's ready to conceive and everything. Maester finally gets into the notion of keeping track of this menstruation and the periods and the fertility and the ovulation. She has a whole timetable on her phone, whereby it even tells her when she's at the highest chances of falling pregnant, and she's at the lowest chances of falling pregnant when she's ovulating, and it was a timetable, right? Then, 3 years in, so this was a conversation that happened two years and 6 months in, and then they reached the third year, still no baby. Now, the family starts getting worried. Esther's family is like, yeah, Esther, ningane uvarere tatokana, you know, give birth to a baby, you know, it's time for you to give birth to a baby. And Esther is like, you guys don't think that I'm out there just dedaularing myself. I'm trying. Guys, it's not that easy. It's not just get there and woo, kakwata, and wow, it's a baby. It's not that easy. I'm trying. I'm even trying positions that I never thought I could try, even afterwards. I put my legs in the air so that maybe the things can swim straight to the egg and not pass through many things. I'm trying. This is what she's telling her parents. She's telling her family. And then the family of the Tate now started just being cold, you know. They stopped inviting her to family gatherings, and even though they invite their son or their cousin or the Tate now, and then Tate goes now with Esther, and then Esther is there, you know, she goes Kerogo to go and help the women and stuff like that, and then the women giggle, you understand, and the one that's having 10 kids breastfeeding her baby while she's also making potato salad there, she's saying, "Kucha, woo! Sembatunoruvaro, bro. Oh, ndino kakwiu." You understand? They started throwing little hints and little snare comments towards her, as if, yeah, ontimbe, you know, ontinde nengo ontimbe. Yeah, she does not give birth. She doesn't, she's not fertile. And then this caused so much stress for me Esther now. Me Esther started going through depression. Her body started reacting to the stress levels. Her hair started falling out, and she started getting panic attacks and anxiety attacks, and it was so much pressure, you know. And then she had finally, in year four, she had finally asked now that Tate Kucha, Tate, I have been doing everything. I have been drinking aloe vera, because aloe vera cleans out your body, and it kind of puts things back into place, and it's a healthy plant, you understand. I've been drinking aloe vera. I've been drinking my peppermint. I've been taking my supplements. I've been doing everything possible under the sun to make myself fertile. But could it be that day that maybe, just maybe, I'm not saying it's true, but maybe, just maybe, the problem could be with your swimmers, your people, your people there in the genitalia. Could it be possible that your guys, they are not strong swimmers, they are drowning there in Una, but them, could it be that your guys, they are not reaching, you know, that your guys don't have stamina, they don't have onkondo, because at the end of the day, also tate tarara, look at our age gap, you know. You are 12 to 13 years older than me. Maybe it's your guys, you know. Like, then Tatesaki stands up and then Tatesaki is outraged. Estanga itovuru kuromberanje. Waha kuromberanje shikan. Esther, me, I have 2 children. You only have 1. The problem is definitely with you. Because me, as men, there's nothing that could possibly be wrong with me. The only problem here is you, is your eggs that are not quartering. There could possibly never be anything wrong with me because I'm a man. Men don't have anything wrong. It's just the woman's fault. It's probably because of that birth control you put inside your body. Now it prevented you. You probably even knew that you don't give birth. And that's why. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Eh. Totingini ne. Eh. Hello. Eh.
Hello.
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 Eh. Hello. Hello.
Wait.
Cook.
Matoka apa ni?
Ota. Nda toka apa tate? Watoka apa ngana onombiri?
Eh.
Ona wanga? Eh.
Mimi mbere wa.
Hey, ondiri mombere wangeka.
Ay, ya abdiye nye wa mamombe po me ya igye lanjoka.
Waya wa mamombe po.
Ya wa mamombe po kapi yudite kwa shi ya kuta meko ma fukosho kampi ya keko.
Kanga kanjo shiri. Andi na yongi kwa oya puri kinanga marandi ti konguta roka epa koko shike ko internet ahono. Ka epa ko radio upuri kine kongozi.
Kanjo kongozi ya internet ahonozi.
Oh. Totingei. Mandwe tenga kuchoma kusikusi yetu. Ogafanga taka konjo andoro?
Ha, konjo nganda. Efu nipoke mwane nanga shinari. Nando yuri pikine na. Nengo pikine na.
Andi arombo ere mbono yoko ntangwa?
Ntango shibizi nga. Zinda tengira konjo mwaje ya mkulange. Kati nyacho pumwene. Ya aze vetambela noko vide vetambela.
Oh. Andi zengira kona anje? Esther and Tatesaki have started now fighting in their 4th year of marriage. They have started fighting for 1 year. They have just been fighting about this baby and infertility. And it's just Esther's fault and all of that, you know. And then one day. Hello, caller.
Elizabeth, my mama, we cannot hear you.
Am I what?
You are mumbling. You are speaking so low.
Oh, am I mumbling? I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you must speak up, man. Like,
right. I hear you. Am I loud enough right now?
Yeah, right. You are loud.
Right. Fantastic.
But lately, I couldn't make up of what you are saying. Really.
We are talking about infertility amongst men.
Okay, I'll be back to my radio, right?
Right. Is it Lawrence?
Yeah.
From Kietmans.
Yes, Lawrence from Kietmans.
My dear, in attendance. Hey, hey. All right, I'm marking you off on the attendance sheet.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'll be waiting for my distinction.
My dear, of course. A plus, plus, plus. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So, at the end of the day, the issue was, yeah, me Esther cannot conceive a baby because she's the one that has put toxins in her body previously. And me, I am a man. There's no way that me, my sperm is not working because I'm a man and I'm an African man. And African men do not have sperm that is not working. And there's no way that I'm probably infertile, me, because I have two children. And these are evidence that I have two children. All right. Then one day, Tate got into a truck accident. He got into a truck accident and then he was hospitalized. He had broken what and broken what. But he was still alive, you know. He's fine. There's no bad things there. It was just small accident, you understand. Hello, caller.
Hey, Mary.
Tate.
How are we?
I'm fantastic. Yes. How are you?
I'm okay. Your assignment is taking longer.
No.
We are waiting for technology, but I'm telling you. It's going too slow. We can't wait to start it.
Hey, you guys are just... I had to go to Nare. I'm going to Nare. I know the answer. How? Me, I know the answer. Nandina Pura and Jemi, I'm already going to start answering the questions. Huh? Okay, wait. One more minute, and then I will conclude, and then I will ask.
All right, then.
All right. So, okay. It is to my understanding that I am taking a bit too long and everybody is too excited for them to write their assignment. Okay. So, at the end of the day, finally, the Tate was in a hospital, right? And then, me Esther did a plan there with the doctor. Mm-hmm. Me Esther is like, okay, check out the sperm count up. You understand? While he's sleeping, they did the things. Nyana, nyana. Tate Msimanekwa only had a 0.00.20% of good swimmers. So out of 10 tries, he's probably not getting anything. He probably has to try 100 times to get one half. You understand? So the problem was indeed with him. And he did not want to accept it. And then they got a divorce and it's over. Now you guys can call. Because there's no such thing. Like I said, there's no such thing as a happy ending here. How? There's no happy endings are for death. Here we end in tragedy. Nobody fixed anything. I'm joking. So, I feel like Anna is there, like, oh, I don't want. All right. So, eventually, after he had come out of the hospital, they went for counseling and they eventually came to a point where he could now fully understand that the problem is indeed with him because of his back, because of the nature of his job, it had slowed down his swimmers. So when he's sitting like that, it was causing a lot of heat and friction towards his testicles. And his testicles is where the semen chills, right? So those ones, they were fried. So there was nothing working there. So na coitus, it was enjoyable. But it's just shooting blanks, you understand? Now the question is, ladies and gentlemen, since nobody is calling in, the question is, why is it difficult for African men or men in general to actually take fertility responsibility on their shoulders? Why is it always the woman that is assumed to have something wrong in her body? That's why she cannot conceive. You understand? Because most of the time, people assume that it must be the woman. The woman is the one that cannot conceive. The woman is the one that cannot. Did you guys know, even though you guys are telling us that oh yeah, men, they can go up until 90 and they can just be, it can just be standing and it can just be ready and all of that. Did you guys know that even semen itself, it loses quality? You understand? So me, a young 31-year-old and the tata is 91, he might give me a Down syndrome baby. He might give me a baby that is not as healthy as a 22-year-old semen, you understand? These are issues that we are facing as a community, but people don't want to look at them because they shift blame. It is always easier to blame the woman. The woman is responsible for so many issues and so many things amongst this community that we live in. This community called being a human being, it is one big community that people don't want to be accountable and they don't want to be active members of this very society. You understand? Men assume that because they don't go through things like menopause. Women go through menopause. Menopause usually starts like at 45 upwards. That's when a woman stops menstruating. That means she is no longer able or capable of conceiving a child. Now, with the olden days, they started menstruation later. And that means their menopause also started later. That is why you could find a 55-year-old with a 5-year-old or a 50-year-old with a okahanana, you understand? Because they also started late because of there are so many changes that have happened, you understand? That has changed how women evolve. Women have changed their bodies, their structures, their hormones, their pH levels, and all of that, right? We're going to go for an advertisement break. If you guys don't call, I will mark all of you guys absent. Even the ones that called, I'll mark you absent.
Rimonena meumbo ile mongeshefa e eakulo lo internet talimbripalele nolishi okulinekerwa lo parates. Parates paife otenje eakulo lo pamakwatafando wamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nekukupa owa we data osheo eakulo lo network la shiako. Tareda po parates.africa/NA de tolitalele komayakuro de tolitalele komaludi omayakuro avo hava Anje ilo saina pena bo pa online.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The topic tonight is fertility amongst men. Why is it that it is always a woman's responsibility to birth children and it is always her fault when these children are not conceived, you understand? Men are under the notion that nothing is ever wrong with them. You understand? And I see that you guys are not calling. So when you guys are not calling like this, I will dip into the spider web and I will hurt your feelings intentionally. The reason that I am so adamant about give a woman a choice to do what she wants with her body is because of these very same reasons. There are so many reasons in our societies that deem the woman to be a doormat. A woman is a doormat. A woman is an object. A woman is a thing within our societies. And right now, when we speak about abortion, a woman is an incubator. You understand? Most of the people that are advocating for abortions are the same ones that do not have uteruses. They have never carried a child a day in their lives. They have never menstruated. They have never gone through menopause. They don't even know how it feels like to have somebody inside your body. You understand? But yet, they want to turn around and tell us that, yeah. There are very big measures that you can always take to prevent these babies from coming about. Right? There are big issues and there are things that you guys can do. Like what? Like, okay, let's talk about contraceptives right now. So now, literally, in this case, Me Esther is being ridiculed for having had an implant to prevent pregnancy, an implant. And the first sign of despair in their marriage, what does her husband do? Her husband throws her under the bus by throwing it back into her face. Kuche, yeah, you had a contraceptive. Eh? Those things are probably the same things that ruined your body. Eh? This is somebody. This is somebody's husband telling her that. That thing that you put inside your body to prevent babies. Eh? Is the same thing that's preventing you from giving me a baby now. But in the end of the day also, he is also the same one that actually has a problem. He is the one with the swimmers that are not swimming. He is the infertile one here. He is the one that is incapable here. Hello, caller.
Give a chance to a woman to do what?
To do what she wants to do with her body.
Because
it's her body. Yes, it's not yours. Nobody is telling you, you know what, I just don't like it when your fingers are not straight. Nobody is forcing your fingers to be straight, say. Hell.
How's the evening?
Hey, no, it's fine. How is your evening?
The evening is going well.
Yeah, it's going well, huh?
I'm just listening to you.
You're just listening, huh?
Yeah, you are defending a woman.
I am. A woman. No. It's not. I think if you have followed me at any chance, you would know that I am fair. I am definitely fair. I am not on a woman's side. I am not on a man's side. I am on a human being's side. Yes.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, in this case, I would really like for us to look at things the way they are, black and white. Let us not pretend. Let us not sugarcoat. Let us not tiptoe around the elephant in the room and pretend that we can't see an elephant, but an elephant is a very big thing. For
you
us
right.
not to, to see it, yes.
Yeah.
My dear, any contributions do you know of any infertile men?
your
45-year-old friend that doesn't have kids.
I know one man.
Uh-huh.
He don't have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was wanted to marry a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then the girl decided, she is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, we must have a kid before we marry.
Yeah. Let's try, please.
The men.
Sweating, my dear, every day, pushing hard. Nothing's coming.
She ended up losing that girl.
Nah? Because people want children. Maybe the problem is with you, say.
She wanted a child before they married.
Mm-hmm. And him, he was sweating there. And then he even wanted to turn the story around and say, it's you that doesn't give birth. How?
Yeah, maybe he failed. The girl changed her mind.
Uh-huh.
So now the girl gets someone who has a kid with him.
My dear. Now they're having babies. And nobody's accusing the other one.
With the other one.
Yeah. My dear. Mm-hmm. But why do you think men are so embarrassed to admit that the problem might be with them?
I don't know.
If you were not capable of birthing children, if you were not having sperm that works, would you be courageous enough to tell your partner, Kuchami, I don't have that. Kandina Oruvaro. Would you tell her?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What will you do?
You are lying. You will lie. You will lie. The whole time you will lie.
Even if you are lying, you will see it.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's make our baby.
Let's make now. You don't have a problem, Moss. Let's make.
You was lying, Moss. You was lying. Okay. Let's have kids.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What to tell? My dear. I'm telling you. Thank you so much for calling. What is your name?
It's Salatia from Mtia.
Who?
Salatia.
Salas.
Yeah, Salatia.
All right. I will write you on my attendance list today. And yeah. I have an attendance list on a daily, and I will write you on my attendance list. And yes.
Yeah, it's my first time to contribute in your topic.
My dear, don't worry. I'm giving certificate of attendance at the end of the year. So you're on my attendance now. You're on my register.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I greet Gabriel. Gabriel will call maybe right now.
I'm sure he's going to call now because he wants to. Uncle Buana. Yes. I will send my regards. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Keep listening.
Okay.
Ciao. All right, that was Salas from Omthia. My dear, that one has an app for the radio, guys. But anyways, guys, the problem here is that men often assume that anything that goes down is a woman. It is her responsibility to birth these children. It is the responsibility for her to be in the mood for coitus. It is the response. Hello, caller.
Eagle FM.
Hello, hi.
How do you do?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Honestly, I was having a bad day until I started listening to you.
Aww, did I make your day?
You did.
I told you I'm the icing on the cake.
First of all, I'm very new to your radio station. Not entirely. Obviously, you hear about it here and there, news and stuff like that. But I've actively only listening from today because I was in a cab to work and I listened. I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
You're like, I think I like this.
I'm going to give this a shot. And that time it was about this parliament stuff and whatnot.
In the morning?
Yeah, then I just followed through the whole day, and then
you're like, I like this. I like this radio. I think I can hear.
Yeah, yeah, no, because I do a little bit of radio myself. So I really, really like the way you guys do it. The no cap. Let me just start complimenting, give credit where it's due. It's absolutely amazing what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Because you are addressing real social issues.
Thank you.
And you are not afraid to say.
We are not afraid to call it coitus.
Yes.
Yes.
The stuff that must be said.
Yes. I like this.
Anyway.
Let's go all out. Yes, man. Haluta continua. Yeah. Let's get each other hyped up like it's a fight, you know, like, woo, yeah, let's go.
Bruh, and I'm like, who's this Elizabeth chick, man? You know, this is awesome. This is great.
Yeah.
But anyways, fast forward to the topic of conversation that you have in studio today. The whole infertility thing. Like, I am now, my attitude, my friends, my family can attest to this. Eagle FM apparently is you. I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, that is how your stupid ass walks around in this house and everything that you do, no cap. So actually, let me address that. The real issue here is that men are still suffering from cultural misconceptions and this toxic masculinity.
Thank you. Continue.
That's the real issue here because we are not ready to face the real conversation of
the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room.
We will pull these heartstrings. How?
This mental issue. Apparently, you cannot go see a psychologist because you are a man.
I'd rather go to a witch doctor that's going to tell me to open my butt cheeks. Because whoever is witching me, put it there.
You have a problem and you have to address it. This cultural misconceptions from 1960. This is 2022.
People
are facing real problems. Depression is real.
Real.
Mental issues are real.
Real.
Suicide issues are real.
Real.
These are real things.
Yes.
And so is infertility. But uh-huh. because of this cultural misconception of
yeah.
toxic masculinity, uh-huh. it will be very hard for a guy to admit that chike.
Hey, my I'm shooting blanks.
So, summing up, before your crew starts shooting me, I would suggest that instead of living a lie,
yeah.
maybe we can't change the minds of these guys already in their 40s and
yeah.
50s.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps what we can do, these young ones, the uh-huh. teenagers, these mm-hmm. people that are in the young, in their early 20s, because I am a teacher by profession.
Uh-huh.
So those young boys, I teach them the real deal, not
yeah.
this utopia world. This
yeah,
fantasy.
This make-believe world that
this
lives
make-believe
there.
Make-believe world,
uh-huh.
exactly. So instead, how about we start? It's a stepping right
the idea. The that. Idea behind the concept behind my show is to educate, direct, and to sprinkle a little bit of hope within everybody. Those that
Absolutely.
Are listening, you best believe that even though they are seniors, they are listening and they are taking much from it. The idea
Absolutely.
Behind it is to have a conversation that is uncomfortable so we can find a solution. So that even if you're not picking up your wife to go for a fertility test, ne, but you can stand up in secret and go for a fertility test, and then you can find out. When you find out, then you ask for measures to go about it, to see if there's something that you can fix, something that you can do. If not, then you can go home and have a conversation with your wife and say, yo, is not you, is me.
Woman.
Huh?
Somebody give this woman a plug, please.
Hey, please. Ay, 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 ay.
Also, men, the conversation between us should change.
We're going for an advertisement break.
But here now.
Oh, thank you so much.
My name is
Go far with Paratus.
Martin.
Go further with Paratus Fiber.
Okay.
Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Always prepare, Paratus.
Always prepare, Paratus. I love that advertisement. Even when I'm in bed, I keep singing it. But yes, like my previous caller, Mark, or is it? Yeah, it should be Mark. Mark was saying that at the end of the day, we are supposed to address these issues. We are supposed to talk about them. Guys, if you guys are sitting in a marriage without children and you are assuming it is your wife, have yourself checked out also. Have an open and honest conversation about things. You understand? Did you know that you might have had an STD somewhere there amongst in your youth that might have split things up? That's why you cannot conceive. That's why you are shooting blanks. That's why it's not working out. These are all things that you guys have to see. You understand? And it's also not as expensive as you think it is, because they also offer this at the state. Like I said, in as much as our government is not doing the best, where they are doing good, they are really doing good. Hello, Kola. My dear, on gain in dinner.
Nawa.
On Nawa.
Mm-hmm.
My dear, present. I'm marking you present here.
I'm present, but the assignment is too hard.
The assignment is harder.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I'm present.
Okay, let's look at it like this, Ndina. Let's explain it, because if you are finding it hard, then somebody out there is also finding it hard. Let's look at it like this. Ndina, you go into a marriage with your partner, right? Now, your partner is probably a couple of years older than you, or he has some things that might have happened in his life. You understand? In this case, he's a truck driver. That means his testicles are sitting on a hot chair all day. He's frying his testicles, right?
Mm.
And you don't have a child, but him, he has three. Yeah?
Okay.
Then you guys get married. Now, eventually, people start calling you barren. They start calling you infertile. They start calling you names because it is the responsibility must now come of a woman to be fertile. You understand? That toxic masculinity things that we are trying to break out here, it is exactly that is happening, right? Mm-hmm. You make a way and then you find out that the problem is not you. And then eventually your husband finds out that the problem is him. How would you address it?
First of all, mm-hmm. I think communication is just the key.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just need to be talked over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find a solution and then maybe something to...
Mm-hmm.
Instead of creating conflict or maybe unnecessary, like what happened in the mm-hmm. divorce.
Yeah,
something which was not supposed to happen at the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If they could have communicated, if they could have talked things over,
yeah,
and then accept and then just to accept the fact, no, the problem is with me, and then I should own up to it.
Yeah, do you think in this era men are approachable? Do you think that men are actually people that you can teach? Would your father understand that he is infertile?
Mm-mm.
Ne? Yeah. Even my father, like, no, I have 9. Mm. No, it's not me. No. Even just thinking about it, you're like, oh, no, not my, no, he will, no. Mm-mm. It's definitely my mom. It's not him. Ne?
Even if it's his fault, mm-hmm. I will say it's others.
It's others, hey?
It's my... Like my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
even if maybe if an ex is lost in the house, it's always my grandmother, it's not him.
It's why not it? Him, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if we saw Madala doing it, it's not mm-hmm. me. Ha, on your kokuru.
Or maybe he will blame it on the kids.
Of course. So could you say that our men are not accountable for anything, even themselves?
Yeah, I would say that. Mm-hmm. But then in this era, I think...
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think some modernity is also coming in the way, so I think they will be a bit approachable. Maybe some of mm-hmm. them maybe will own up to it, maybe, yeah. Okay. Saying maybe, yes, I'm the one with the problem, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we can look at adoption. You know, maybe we can go
artificial
insemination, you understand. Mm. Maybe we can save up money and then toka kunwa the one last sperm I'm having, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Ndina, thank you. There are solutions. People are suffering mm-hmm. in silence for no reason.
You are reminding me of one of my lecturers that said you shouldn't suffer in silence. You should ask questions if you don't understand.
My dear, you know, I had a lecturer, Miss Erica Thomas. She gave me what was it? I know, principles of something. I don't know if it was principles, but yeah, anyways. Miss Erica used to say that fake it until you make it. Just keep faking it. Like, fake it, like, yeah, just keep reading, fake it. One day, your zero will become 100. Don't worry, just keep faking it until you make it, my dear. Push through here.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, beloved, thank you so much for attending class today. You are marked absent here on the sheet. Which are not absent, present. Yeah. Sorry, Ombiri, present. Present, please, present. Uh-huh, please. Hey.
Monday to Friday,
or class, my dear, 1 hour class. Ewa.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We love you.
I love you. Yes, my beloved. At the end of the day, we were talking about the fact that toxic masculinity is a real social issue that we are going through and nobody wants to talk about it. Hello, caller.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate.
Good evening.
Man. Good evening.
Sorry for coming late.
Don't worry. There are 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Name, please.
Are they all mine?
No, they're not all yours. You get 3. But then, name, please.
It's Wanawinge.
Wana uvinge. Okay.
Nothing is nga.
Nga. Vano. Woo, yeah. All right.
It's
your first time, huh?
Yes, my first time.
All right. Thank you. Welcome, welcome. Please contribute. What do you think about this?
I just switch on my, you know, I have to change stations. I have to go to CPF or KTN. I have to.
From
one radio to another.
Sorry,
but sir. I was listening to the last caller. What's the topic anyway?
The topic literally is infertility amongst men, and will men be accountable for the fact that they might be infertile and it's not their wife's fault that the baby is not coming?
Oh, infertility, the inability
to give birth,
to produce
a human, yeah. To conceive a human in somebody else's uterus.
To conceive.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, that.
Sensitive for what?
Most men would not maybe accept that they have such a problem.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't think so. Oh, because we men, we are always consider ourselves super power and we are unable to. Mm-hmm. We are always consider ourselves not a problem.
It's always a woman, you know.
I do, you'll end up blaming women. You know, women might abort and they might took, what is it?
Contraceptives.
Those pills, contraception. Mm-hmm.
Morning after pill.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are already accusing them of those things and they might affect them. But yeah, in reality, it might happen that men are also
infertile.
They might be infertile.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you find yourself that you are infertile, better might be to in the one kid.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes things happen. Things are happening in reality.
Mm-hmm.
I just came to know them once I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That some men they can even talk to their neighbor to do the job on their behalf, and for them just to give the name of their kids.
Yeah, to let their names live on, you know.
Yeah, but it's very difficult, man. Especially for us, very human. How can you?
How can you not call it capo? My dear, woo! Tatemshinda.
It's very difficult.
I understand. It's difficult, but do you know how difficult it is knowing that you can produce, but your husband is telling you every day that you cannot produce? Huh?
Yeah.
My dear.
Something bad.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. I have saved you on my attendance. See you tomorrow at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Please be present in class. I'm giving out new assignments. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Back in the day, they used to ask, your cousin, kucha ningiranje, your brother, ningiranje, you understand? Because you knew. And these were secrets that were kept within Ezimo. It was kept within camaraderie. It was kept. You understand? There is no chivalry and there is no gentleman anymore. Hello, caller. Oh, yes. And then at the end of the day, have you ever seen a darkened complexion couple with their yellow baby? But this man, ne? He's my child. Okana kanje. But even him, he knows it's not his. Because him, he knows that he's shooting blanks. Hello, caller.
Is that better?
Yes, Tate.
I'm back.
You are back and you are the last one, my dear.
What, seriously?
Yeah. Totingini, ne, Tate Gabriel. Ndekuma kingana represent even.
Let us go to the point now. Quickly. Before
quickly.
I waste even the time. Chekaneku, in the old days, those things was working. But these days,
Kankatoro ka AIDS again.
Everything is not yet done. I'm telling you. But things are happening even these days, huh? What do they do? They go to the doctor and then they get what? Semen from nobody who know even that. Yeah.
The semen bank.
Exactly.
There is one here, there is one here in Namibia, there is one here in Namibia. If you want to test fertility, guys, there is one here in Windhoek. You go, you test, and then you give, donate.
There's not a donate.
There's a donation one here.
I hate donating everything, man.
Imagine walking into children that look like you, but they are come and not yours.
you pass by and then I go, it looks like the other one. So much I have at home, man. What is happening here?
Exactly.
They must just buy from us. We can sell. We can sell. It's not a problem.
But come
to get for volunteering. Man, we've been volunteering for. It's enough now.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah, they must just buy. It's the same thing, you know. This, you know, I've been donating with this when it comes to blood donation. The last time when I was there, when I found out, like, you know, they are selling one bag for three point something.
Yeah.
Seriously, I was like, yo, serious, we are getting a kudring and what?
A kudring and a cookie. Kudring and a cookie and
I'm going to need my blood. I want my blood
bag. They're saying,
I was like, yo, no. That's why you see people are not turning up because now, they need to really to compensate people. Because I'm telling you, people are in the poverty. And now, you are giving everything for free. And now, at the end of the day, you find that we're gonna need it tomorrow, then they will say no, pay 3.5 to get it.
When I'm in the hospital, they're telling me that I cannot get blood. I must pay 3.5, but I'm a blood donor.
It's not fair, man. No. Fair. But it's my own even.
Yeah, it's my
own.
I've
been donating. Now you have to pay.
Are you sure? But are you fine? Are you okay?
No, I'm alright. When it comes to fertilizing, let us not blame women. Because I see also that men, it's happening a lot also from men. You see, this man was even married with somebody, or he was dating this one. After he just left, the woman dumped him.
The woman is having somebody, a baby.
It's already a baby.
It's a pregnancy.
And he's wondering now. Then he said again with the other one, and then you can see there's nothing happening. After he just left, somebody's already there, and then, one time.
You know, fast, my dear. Satwen derere, okambi.
Yes. Diwane, eh?
Yeah.
Okambi me huri, no?
Fniow.
Sharp.
Yeah, what's sharp, Gabriel? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have officially come to the end of our show. You guys have been amazing. I have been loving on you always. Remember, we will address the elephant in the room. We will address every single topic that you think is inappropriate. It's me, the matriarch. Me, I'm the one. Like, when there's a house, and there are children that have manners, that are introduced to friends and family and stuff. And then there's that other one that even when they are going to meet I and that, they don't really call you to come because your mouth is a bit like, why I'm gonna take it to Rengisango. It's me. Me, I'm those children. It's me. Me, I'm talking the truth, my dear. I am on that flex of, but meme, you said me, Sarah is what and and she's also That's why you don't like And that's why we don't really have to with her. That's me. I'm that inappropriate child. I will address the elephant in the room. I will pull those heartstrings. You guys are out there. You guys are out there listening, and you guys are looking at your genitalia like maybe it's time for me to go And have you boys checked out? Maybe it's time for me to go and check the uterus out. Maybe it has shifted. Maybe something happened. Maybe, just maybe. There are solutions out there, but we are playing the blame game instead. Ya horike. Let's not play the blame game. Education. You know, educate our own. Education. Knowledge. Knowledge is always power. The more you know, the better you know how to handle the problems when they come. Like I said, I am loving on you always. Y'all are amazing. Thank you so much for my attendees today. Tatebwana, you are not in the list today, but it's okay. I see you. But at the end of the day, I am loving you always. I am hoping that somewhere, somehow, out there, I am making a change. And I am healing and pushing towards the correct direction. With all the love that I'm getting here, my cup runneth over. I am definitely loved. I am definitely happy. I am loving on you. You are important. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. Thank you so much. And from me, the matriarch of Eagle FM. Bye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.